The Run Home with Ox and Marco.
I can remember one, Kevin Peterson, in the first or second test, came into the room, and we had a few young batters in the squad, and he just says, "How do you face that? It's just too fucked." The rest of the young players just saw their pants, I think, and it was extremely quick, and it was really tough, but you didn't need one of your senior batters to make it quite clear that it was as fast as it was.
Righto, David Saker there. We had him on yesterday with Hoggy. He was talking about Mitchell Johnson's 2013 Ashes series, bowling so quick that when KP came back into the dressing room after being, you know, he's out.
So fast.
He just said to the whole dressing room, "He's bowling so fast." Unbelievable. You got one quick one before we get to Mitchell Johnson?
One off this mess. So I had a dream last night that I was a muffler. Woke up exhausted.
Woo!
Thank you very much. The Tradie Hour for Paint Spot. Save at Paint Spot with great deals on Hames Paint until the 31st of October. See paintspot.com.au. Now, Mitchell Johnson yesterday announced that he will play for the Perth Scorchers again this season in the Big Bash League, and he joined us on the Run Home. G'day, Mitchell.
Howdy, all. How are you?
Yeah, well.
We're really well. Hey, when you heard David Saker tell that little story about KP coming back into the dressing room back in 2013, that's got to make you smile hearing stuff like that.
Yeah, it definitely does. And so does that joke, actually. It feels like one of those dad jokes. It's nice to hear that, you know, coming from the opposition dressing room. And, you know, I think I did read something about it after that Ashes series. KP did mention that. So, it's nice to go out there and to be able to, I guess, play my role. And I was able to do that through that series.
Mitchell, is that the fastest? Can you remember the fastest you've ever bowled?
Well, I think on the radar, which could vary in each different sort of country, I guess, but I think 156 was my fastest, 0.4 maybe. But, you know, there's some days there where you speak to the keeper, like Brad Hudden would always give you that good feedback if it was hitting his gloves hard or, you could see it sort of flying through. So that was the feedback that I sort of went by. It wasn't by the radar up on the screen, but it was also nice to see it over 150. It was definitely probably one of the most consistent I've bowled pace-wise throughout a whole series.
And looking back at all the series that you played in, was there a series where you just knew your body was right? Like, how often as a fast bowler were you bowling at, you know, 85, 90% because the body wasn't 100%?
Most of the time. You're always pretty sore. And that was the beauty about Test cricket. It was all about, you know, getting yourself up and ready mentally more than anything. Obviously, physically, being a bowler is not ideal. It's not a natural action. But, I always tried to give 100%. You sort of do go at around that sort of 85, 90% and then rip in every now and then. But when the conditions are right and you're feeling good body-wise, you...
Oh!
Good night, nurse.
Just lost him.
We'll try again.
Someone's just bowled a bouncer.
Mitchell, are you back?
Yeah, I'm back. I'm not sure what's happened there, but we're back.
Hey, the decision to play another season in the BBL, I reckon everyone in the Scorchers and everyone at Perth absolutely wrapped. But I want to take you back to last season. Now, you're taking on the Stars. It's a semi-final. Your first over is a two-wicket maiden, and I think it took about 18 balls for the Stars to score off here.
Yeah, pretty good memories about that one. There's a couple of stories to it. Well, I thought I was going to get a wicket the first ball. Quiney was on strike, left-hander. Don't mind bowling to the lefties and the ball swinging away, especially from the Lily Marsh end with that breeze over the shoulder, the left shoulder. So perfect sort of conditions. I imagined it hitting the top of off stumps, you know, sort of pitching on leg stump, middle stump, going to off stump, knocking his off pole out. But it didn't swing back. It kept going towards the leg and down leg side, and you flipped it, and I thought six straight away. But fortunately enough, it went straight down the throat of fine leg and sort of got me going. And especially in those big games, you get fired up. So, and the crowd was, you know, pretty pumped about it. But the other part of that story was my wife missed it. She was on her way into the ground with the kids, and she missed it. She hates me telling this story because she's always been there at most, you know, the big events and loves watching me play cricket. And I did rub it in a little bit and she didn't like it. So, but she definitely heard it from the outside. And, you know, it was a great, spell, I guess. It's, like I said, one of those ones where it feels really good. And, you know, you've got to have a little bit of luck in T20 cricket. And, you know, with the size of the bats these guys use and the shrinking of the field, you know, bringing in the rope, you know, it's nice to have a bit of luck like that. But it was a good start, you know, and I really enjoyed that performance.
Mitch, do you miss not being in the Australian bubble? Do you miss not being around the threat and cast of the cut and thrust of what is the Aussie selection, the team itself, and all the things that are happening?
No, I don't miss it. No, the thing that you miss is being around your mates and you play a lot of cricket with, and you get to become, you know, good mates with some of these guys like Ryan Harris, Peter Siddle, you know, Shane Watson. Mm. You know, I've played a lot of cricket with, and that's probably one thing I miss out of it. But, you know, I went to the Wacker last night and did a bit of training with the boys. I've got a day-night shield coming up. And, you know, it was a good buzz for me to get back in with the boys. And, you know, you sort of miss that team sport. Like, I really enjoy playing team sport because it's just so much fun. So, yeah, I don't miss all the politics that comes with, you know, playing sport. But, yeah, I definitely miss the mateship.
Mitchell, I want to ask you about your ego bowling in 2020 games, T20 games, because when you were at your best, you know, every second over seemed to be a maiden. But when you're playing in this T20 caper, the ball gets back over your head. If it does go over the head, it goes over the keeper's head. And, you know, the runs keep on piling up. How does the ego, after playing, you know, a career for Australia test-wise, how does it go in the 2020s?
Well, I had good practice because I would often go for quite big overs in test cricket occasionally. So, you know, you go for those, you know, 14 to 20 runs in an over occasionally. So you get used to it a little bit. But mostly, look, yeah, you've got to, I guess, just accept that, like I said, there's going to be a bit of luck in the game. Guys have got amazing skills now. The batters are playing, you know, all kinds of different shots. Falling up front, you know, you've got to expect to go for boundaries because you are going for wickets as well. The field's up, you've got two guys out, you've got a brand new ball in your hand. Mm. The faster you bowl, the further it goes. So you've got to be spot on. And even when you are spot on, you know, sometimes the batsman gets that little bit of luck. And it's just about trying to be ahead of the game. And I think mostly is actually enjoy it because it is a fun game. And sometimes you sit there and clap some of the shots these guys play. You know, these young fellas are, you know, got incredible skills. So it's, I think it's going to improve test cricket as well. It's obviously made the game a little bit quicker. You know, guys are scoring a little bit quicker.
Yeah.
But the bowler's skills are going to improve as well because there's so many different variations. But it is a good game. I'm glad that I got the opportunity to play last year.
And Mitchell, just in the upcoming Ashes, Australia currently ranked fifth in the world, which just I'm still scratching my head why Australia's ranked fifth in the world in the test arena at the moment. The English are now saying that we might be nervous. How do you think it's going to go?
Well, both teams probably should be nervous. You know, they're probably not at their best with the series. England have been a bit up and down. They're not sure with their batting order. Got a few new guys. I don't think their bowling is as strong as what Australia's is. I'm really excited to see Australia's bowling attack for the summer. There's a little bit of talk that the guys might not make it through a whole five-match series. Just take it one test match at a time. But I think having Stark coming back, Hazelwood, Cummins, who's been really exciting over in the subcontinent, bowling fast and getting him through, I can't wait to see him bowl on fast wickets and getting that good carry through. Nathan Lyon, the GOAT, we know what he can do, and he'll be looking forward to bowling back on these, you know, wickets that bounce a little bit for him, that suit him a lot more. So, look, the bowling stocks are an unbelievable. There's so much backup with Peter Siddle. I think we've got Chad Sayers. Barrendale's put his hand up. Look, there's a lot going on from an Australian point of view. Just probably the batting's maybe the touchy thing at the moment. We've got Warner and Smith, and then we've got a few spots there. So, and obviously the number six as well. He's going to take that all round as well.
Well, Mitch, thanks for joining us. Good luck with the Scorchers this season. Nice to have you on the radio.
Thanks for having me. Sorry about that little dropout as well.
Good as gold. Mitchell Johnson there, former Australian Test star and Perth Scorcher in 2017-18.
The Run Home with Ox and Marco. 3 till 7 weekdays on 1116 SEN. Melbourne's home of footy.